T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Now, I know you all thought we'd end with Stairway to Heaven, Led Zeppelin, but we're not.
I know this one.
One of the most famous songs in the history of music. Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. Blair Kirchhoff joins us from the Kansas City Star. Blair, I want to forewarn you, Tyreek Hill has been the predominant subject on this show, and we are burned out, man.
I've been in the newsroom of the Star all day, and it started at, 9 o'clock or so in the morning. Hasn't stopped all day. We've written about it. We've podcasted about it. We've videoed about it. Columnized about it, so you know it's been topic number one here, that's for sure.
The media in Kansas City is under attack, especially the Star and KCTV5. There are a number of Chiefs fans who feel like that this story wasn't vetted. You're a longtime journalist, as am I. I have difficulty believing any of that. I think it's more indicative of where we are in the world of journalism today. What's your take?
Well, I'll say this. If people have followed the story closely, know that the you have to kind of go back to the beginning. So the police get called out to Tyreek Hill's place twice within about a 2-week period in March. And then the Johnson County District Attorney a month later says he doesn't have enough evidence. He thinks a crime's been committed, but doesn't have enough evidence to charge either Tyreek Hill or the girlfriend, Crystal Espinal. The following day, the very next day, the CBS affiliate in Kansas City runs an abbreviated version of a tape that Crystal Espinal had recorded in a conversation with Tyreek Hill. And so that was Channel 5, the CBS affiliate. And it's important to note that it was an abbreviated version, because that was the version that a lot of the reporting was based on. And as it turned out, that version was incomplete, which made a lot of the reporting limited and kind of set the tone for the next several weeks. In terms of reporting, everything the Star reported was sourced and accurate. I think where people had problems with the Star's reporting was perhaps in editorials and in columns, where you know the writers certainly have a lot of leeway to say what they want to say. But the actual reporting was accurate, and I think there were some people who are following the story who believe that the Star had the tape. The Star never had the tape, never did. Would love to have had it, but we couldn't get it. So we were basing a lot of our reporting on the tape that was acquired by Channel 5. And to be honest with you, we didn't have a reason. I guess in hindsight, being 2020, you should be more skeptical about this. But you know, it was a news outlet that reported what it did, and we kind of trusted them. And then when the was talk radio station 610 in Kansas, we got a copy of the entire 11-minute tape and played it all. We all saw that the Channel 5 had made a mistake by not airing the entire thing. And it was really a problem, I think that the social media vitriol is coming from And it also comes from fans of the Chiefs. I think the farther you get away from our region, the more you take a level-headed look at this and wonder, if the right thing was done today with not suspending Tyreek Hill by the NFL. The closer you get to, this area, your area, our area, Chiefs fans, the more they believe the right decision was made by the NFL. So it's been a long five months of this story, and it reaches some conclusion today.
But does it reach? I guess my question we've had people ask, I guess, today, is there more evidence? Is there something else out there that we don't know about that somebody else has? Because it'd be really tough to just take the recording and then make a decision off of that. Is there more to this that we just don't know about or that you guys know about that you can't reveal?
I wouldn't say that there's any more that we know that we're not revealing. We revealed everything that we've known and sourced it and double sourced it and all that stuff. But the NFL is satisfied to this point, although the child services, which is really the only thing that matters here, is the child services of the state. The investigation has completed and decisions have been made. But as in the case with the statement by the NFL today, the door isn't closed. If something else comes up, then this won't be forgotten. But as far as anyone here is concerned, it is a closed matter, and training camps start next week, and rookies report on and quarterbacks report on Tuesday, and the veterans report on Saturday, and it's football, and I think it's been my experience dealing with the NFL and in college football over the years that you have these controversial subjects that occur over the summer, whether they're arrests or non football player related issues, but once practice starts, that's what you think about and how your team's going to do, and I suspect that'll be the case here as well.
All right, Blair. Well, I appreciate getting your thoughts as our eyes roll to the back of our heads about this story, which I'm sure is even more dubious for all of you there at the Star. So
it's been a frustrating, few weeks and months, and it really has to some extent pitted fans against the media, and that's that's more and more a condition of where we are as a society. And we've lived it up close here over the last few weeks and months with Tyreek Hill.
Thanks, Blair. Always a pleasure.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star, one of the best...
Voice of Reason.
One of the best journalists and reporters in the business, and happy to have him on. Back in a minute with five questions with Exploration Place Communications and Marketing Director Christina Blummel. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff and Jason today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.